This is New Hampshire Today. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the show. This segment of the program brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm ship by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Join us right now on the program. He is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. He is Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing amazing.
Good. Appreciate you joining us for the show. And my segment with Steve each week focuses on life and your life in New Hampshire and some of the challenges that we face and some of the triumphs that we are able to accomplish and appreciate through the course of our lives. And you know, we delve into some difficult topics as well. And one of the most challenging things that anyone will ever deal with is, you know, the death of a loved one. And you know, this time period has been one that has, as I've talked about with COVID before, has been as challenging from a mental perspective as it has been from a physical perspective. And if you've contracted COVID, the physical aspect of it has been, you know, either non-existent or you had had some symptoms, and some individuals have been very, very sick. But we have all dealt with the mental ramifications of missing loved ones or making decisions, you know, that could put loved ones in jeopardy and weighing the negatives and the positives of that. And, you know, to me, this has brought about so many kind of life and death type questions. And I think about my kids a lot. And, you know, more so than some adults, I've seen my kids and their friends very, very concerned about COVID and making sure they're wearing their masks and washing their hands. And, you know, getting my kids to be cleanly in any way, shape, or form is a major challenge in most circumstances. But they're very worried about it. And that the reason, you know, we don't talk about it as much as we should, but the reason, I think, is because they're worried about death. And it's something that's always on our minds, but is something that is never, ever, ever really discussed.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's really interesting on how that has been the aftermath of COVID. And, you know, as you and I get older, we have loved ones that, you know, are passing on because of age and other things. You know, just recently I ended up going to a funeral of a woman that was 51. One of my workers, his wife passed. And, you know, we have a father and son, so not just the father, but lost his wife, but the son lost his mother. And we were there last night. And, you know, these opportunities, and I do say they're opportunities to help with the grieving process of, you know, a funeral or a wake. And sometimes we're like, well, COVID, it's private and all these things. And, you know, the honest conversation of a text or a email or a phone call and saying, hey, you know, do you feel okay if I come? I really want to support you. We did do that. And it was a private ceremony. And they invited us to, yes, we'd love to have you there. So instead of making the call and saying, oh, COVID, private, I'm not even going to say anything, we did something different. And I'll tell you, I got to be around a 12-month-old baby, 12-day-old baby, and that was just magical in itself, and everything was safe. We wore masks, and I'm so glad that we reached out, and it was actually one of my guys, Patrick, who wanted to be there, and he mentioned it to me. I said, I'll go, too, and we had another person from our team go, and it was really, really a special, special night of, you know, celebrating, healing, mourning, all of it.
Yeah, the mental impacts of death are something that is so significant. And, you know, in those moments, it is really important for us to rally around those who are suffering. And it is very important as well for us to, in the months and even years after, to continue to check in on people, because that's the time, you know, when the support is dwindling and it could really be needed. And, you know, I think a lot about our seniors, and because I know what it feels like, you know, when you lose somebody that is around your age or even a little younger. It's happened to me a couple times over the last couple of years. And, you know, that impact is so significant. You know, why do you get to live on and someone else has lost their life? It's a very difficult thing. And I think about, you know, my dad's generation and those who are older, and what it's like, you know, to see it kind of taking place on a continual basis, you know, to see your friends, particularly in this COVID environment, to see your friends, to see your relatives, you know, pass on. It's a very, very challenging thing from a mental perspective, and it's something that we just don't talk about. It's everybody's biggest fear. I mean, let's be honest. It's everybody's biggest fear is death and what happens after an individual passes. But we never, ever, ever, you know, talk about it, really. And, you know, to me, as we engage in a greater conversation about mental health, I think that that's kind of the biggest thing that's sitting out there and lurking, particularly for seniors, is the amount of loss they've experienced around them and during the course of their lives, but also their own fears about what may be taking place in the short term or the long term. It's a conversation that needs to take place, and I, you know, appreciate that, Steve. I mean, there's so many folks that just won't go to funerals, don't want to go to funerals because they're running away from what's going to take place. To me, you know, the easiest way to conquer, if you will, anything is to be prepared. And, you know, part of preparing for what is going to eventually happen to all of us is to be around it and go through the process. You know, for me, I've disclosed this before, but, you know, as when I was growing up and as a teenager in my 20s, I was incredibly afraid of death. It was a huge, huge factor in my life. And over time, as individuals started to die around me, I started to become you know, more engaged in the process of what, you know, was taking place and all of that. It became easier for me to cope with the eventuality of what is going to take place.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a great sharing that you have there, and I appreciate, you know, you being so open about it. You know, I try to run the recorder backwards after an event like that, and I say, what if I wasn't there? What would I have missed out, or what would I have not been able to contribute? And, you know, my workers, they were with me almost 90% of the time of the funeral, and you could tell that we were really needed there, too, for their healing. And the whole process, I look back and forth, like being around that baby. And also, we went to celebrate, we went out to eat last night at T-Bones. It was really great to break bread with my team. And, you know, you like look at the whole, it was really hard to get there because, of course, you've got the hustle and bustle of your daily life, and now you've added something in it. So I totally get it. And I feel like sometimes these outside forces are forcing you not to. You know, the weather wasn't going to be so good in Claremont to drive up there. There were two things that had jumped into my world that were emergencies that I had to deal with before I got there on time. Everything was going wrong. And that's kind of something I look and go, but I pushed through that, made it, look and re-record and run it through my head back and forth of what I got, what they got. And it was just phenomenal. And I'm glad we're sharing it today about it, because it might make people think about, you know, reconsider a decision. Because every decision that we are making is building the fabric of our lives and others. And that's so, so important, because back to the whole, we don't know when we're going. I am so glad that I spent that day there and to be supportive and caring and loving, and I got a ton out of it. I'm so peaceful today through that process and want others to experience it, you know?
At times, it's difficult to be present. And a lot of the factors that, you know, external factors can kind of push us in a direction of not being present, whether physically or mentally. And, you know, I think that it's so important that we kind of meet that challenge to be present on a consistent basis. And you're right. I mean, a lot of times everything seems to be going in the wrong direction, but we have the ability to control things. I mean, as much as times things seem out of our control, you just have to in those moments, grasp a hold of what you can. And it may seem like things are moving in the wrong direction, but find a way to, you know, to do it. Find a way to accomplish what you want. If it's something that is there and you can feel it and you want to achieve it, then go out and grasp it. And, you know, a lot of times I feel like there's a collective kind of anticipatory anxiety about certain things and events, and you end up psyching yourself out before you get the opportunity to not go to go through a process. And at times you will find out that things don't work out, and the worst case scenario generally never gets met. So, you know, live your life, be present. Don't be fearful of what's coming down the road, but also be cognizant of what is coming down the road. And in that, you will find enjoyment in what you are doing. You will find meaning in what you are doing. And if it is not meaningful for you or enjoyable for you, you're going to have a reason to get rid of it. So to me, embracing the reality is so important. We are all going to die. And we need to figure out during the course of our lifetime, you know, what we can do to feel good about ourselves in moments and also in introspection. And if you're able to do that, it is going to be a life well lived.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's living the dash, right? And we were born a certain day. The dash is our whole life. And then there's going to be that date that we go to the next spot, you know? And, I was taught that living the dash is what's most important. And I think that's what you and I are doing, and it makes me really happy.
Well, as always, Steve, appreciate you joining us for the show. We shall chat again next week.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
All right, that is Steve Labby. He's the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. This is New Hampshire Today.